News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to that story about Ghislaine Maxwell meeting a top Justice Department official yesterday. Pressure growing on the Trump administration to release files linked to the disgraced financier's sex trafficking network. We're joined by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. How significant is this meeting between Ghislaine Maxwell and the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanchard, of course, is formerly one of Donald Trump's personal lawyers, David?
I think it's certainly significant in that it tells us Donald Trump and the White House are still in panic mode about the Epstein files. This is the scandal that won't go away, and this meeting is the latest effort to put out the firestorm. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch meeting Maxwell at a top security or a low security prison in Florida on Thursday, and that will continue on Friday. Reportedly, she answered many questions, and the Justice Department described it as productive. What we don't know the significance of is, you know, what her answers will actually provide, whether that will shed new light on this investigation, and, you know, ultimately whether it's going to lead to the release of the files themselves.
Will those files ultimately be released? And like, do we even know? Like, do they contain much that we don't already know? Much that is incendiary. I know we're only in the realm of speculation here.
That's right. It's hard to say. Today, I spoke to a lawyer who represented many of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, who, among other things, made the point that, you know, we're tending to forget about the victims in all this drama and the trauma that they went through. But you know, he was making the point that we do know a lot already. Much has come out in court. Perhaps the files don't tell us much more. Perhaps they do. Nobody is really certain. And certainly the lawyer for the victims and many others feel that the only way to get some kind of closure on this is to put everything out in the public and hopefully once and for all end all this fevered speculation.
Your colleague Cecilia Nowell reporting this morning that Donald Trump apparently isn't the only president that sent a birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton also sent a note for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday album.
That's right. We, of course, knew that Bill Clinton was an associate of Epstein, although he says he ended that relationship many years before Epstein's crimes came to light. But there's this album for Epstein's 50th birthday. And, you know, we heard last week how Donald Trump had allegedly contributed a letter to that. Bill Clinton apparently did so as well, according to the Wall Street Journal, and wrote a friendly note to Epstein, where he praised Epstein's childlike curiosity and drive to make a difference and the solace of friends. A Clinton spokesperson declined to comment on this issue. And there are plenty of other names mentioned as well, including the British ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson. It does raise a question over this in terms of, you know, Democrats are pushing for the release of these files and certainly enjoying putting Donald Trump under pressure in this scandal. But there may be, you know, senior Democratic figures involved as well.
Just finally, what potential does this have to cause real and lasting damage to Donald Trump and his presidency?
It's a good question because, of course, you know, he is term limited. As far as we know, he's not running again in 2028. And we're nowhere remotely close to Republicans trying to oust him in some way. His approval rating is very low at the moment. If it is going to cause damage, it will probably be to his Republican Party in next year's midterm elections. There is certainly that fear for them that this will discourage the real Trump base, the hardcore supporters, perhaps some of those.
Is it a big issue among regular voters?
That's a great. I keep seeing contradictory evidence on this. On the one hand, you hear members of Congress say, you know, almost every call to my office is about this issue. On the other hand, you know, we've just had some reporters out in the field talking to voters who just shrug and say they don't care. So it's hard to get a handle on it. Certainly, even Republicans are telling opinion pollsters that they don't like the way the government is handling this.
Okay.
But ultimately, is it going to be the defining issue?
All right. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, as ever. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.